There were some concerns that the finale of The Block might be a fizzle last night, with 2020 affecting the chances to sell the five high-end homes in Brighton, Melbourne. Turns out we didn't need to worry, with some eye-watering bidding and big winners in Jimmy and Tam. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
The biggest winners in Australian TV history. How does a title like that sit with you? That's amazing.
What the heck?
Still sinking in, mate. Like, literally, I feel like we're still in a dream and I'm waiting to have a bucket of water poured on me and told to wake up. Like, it's crazy.
I'm sure the last 36 hours have been a bit of a whirlwind, but have you given any thought to the Scrooge McDuck-style tower with the pile of money you can dive into? I'm sure with your building skills and design skills, you can make that look quite nice.
Definitely. Well, we hope so. we want to buy some land now and build our off-the-grid barn and set up our family's, you know, our family's future. We've always rented, so this is just something that we never, ever thought that was going to happen, but we're truly humbled and, yeah, blown away.
It's a little bit different to my idea, sure. I'm not sure you got the DuckTales reference, but that's okay. We can move on from there because you've got other things on your mind. The auction, it was pretty incredible because almost immediately, right out of the gate, you were $800,000, $900,000 in front. Did you have any indication at all that something like that was brewing?
Not a single one. I mean, the feelings that we were getting from real estate agents was that, you know, everyone was nervous that the houses weren't going to sell. I mean, yeah, you know, Melbourne's only just coming out of lockdown, so people weren't too sure whether anything was going to happen. So for that to be the first bid straight off the bat was just like, great. You've got no idea. It was the whole room that we were in with Scotty and the producers just lit up and was like, it was no one saw it coming, no way.
The enormity of the prize money may not be as impactful on your young daughter as the rest of us. So, Jimmy, you did say after the auction last night that you'd buy her a pony. Has she made any requests of you?
Not yet, mate. She's pretty easily pleased. And she doesn't understand the enormity of what we've won either.
Of course not. How could she?
Yeah, she thinks that she knows we've won a lot of money, but, you know, she doesn't understand what this is going to do for her life, that's for sure.
Oh, it's amazing. Tam, because of your scoring throughout the show, you had the power to set the auction order as well for the weekend, which was obviously particularly, well, for both of you, it was pretty emotional. Power of hindsight, did you nail that?
We did. We had a lot of help from our real estate agents. We worked tirelessly trying to come up with the best plan for all of us. There was so much communication back and forward over a few weeks. And when it was drawing close to the time, we were all terrified. We knew we were pretty happy with what we'd come up with. And then when Shelley on the day also said that's what she would have done, as she's a real estate agent as well, that's what she would have done, it really gave us you know, we knew that we were doing the right thing. So, and it paid off and we are so grateful, so, so grateful.
Yeah, I'm sure it would have been a little bit hollow to win all that money and then to see everyone else kind of fall over at the end. So the fact that all your mates got fantastic returns as well would have been pretty great.
Oh, 100%, mate. Like, if that had gone a different way where we won a lot of money and those guys didn't, that is the exact opposite to what we wanted. So it really played out as perfect as it could have.
Did you have much of a party post-auction?
Oh, you know it. It was a long night.
Your house was obviously one of the most unique and creative that we've seen in the history of the show. Plenty of colour, plenty of personality in there, which obviously helped with people falling in love with it. What part of the house will you miss the most now that you're done?
The kitchen.
Yeah, the kitchen. It's just
the Gaggenau kitchen.
It's next level.
It's next level, this kitchen. And, you know, the last time we went home after being here to our kitchen and we were like bumping into each other trying to get a drink from the kitchen, you know, this one you can throw each other in and not touch. But, yeah, it's such an amazing kitchen. So, yeah, that's what we'll miss the most, I think.
Well, hopefully in your off-the-grid barn or whatever you're building, you can build a gigantic kitchen as well. You've got the money to build it again. Huge congratulations. It was a fantastic moment and a great night seeing everyone get a positive result. Jimmy and Tam, Australian record holders, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
You can catch up with all of last night's block action on 9now.com.au. It was a fantastic finale to a big season, particularly with everything that was going on in 2020. Well done, Jimmy and Tam.